You've seen this shape before. The thing that should walk stops walking, and nobody notices until the children show it first. The BBC reports Italian children have become among Europe's most overweight, despite living inside the Mediterranean diet's own origin story. The shift traces a single argument: convenience and processed food won out over pattern, and a whole nutritional inheritance collapsed in one generation. Seneca has the first word on this, then Hypatia.
Lucilius, the news arrives from the north like a fever report. The children of the peninsula, heirs to the simplest fare on earth. Bread, oil, fish, the greens their grandmothers gathered, now swell with a softness unknown to their fathers. The physicians' tallies say they rank among the heaviest in Europe. Europe. The word still tastes strange on my tongue. Europe. But the shape of the sickness is familiar. I saw it in Rome. The moment a household grows rich, the table grows crowded. The lentils are pushed aside for sauces thickened with cream and sugar. The walk to market becomes a litter ride. The appetite, unchecked, becomes its own master. In Corsica, he ate chestnuts and drank rainwater, and my mind was never sharper. Here, in the villas above the bay, I watched boys of 12 gouty before they could shave. Luxury is not in the silver on the table. It is in the surrender to the next bite. The old way was not a diet, it was a discipline. You ate what the season gave. You stopped before fullness. You moved because the land demanded it. That discipline was not written in a scroll. It was written in the body. Now the scrolls multiply, the experts argue, and the children grow round while the wisdom thins. We have known this truth since the first feast. The stomach is a tyrant who flatters before he enslaves. Write me, what does your Sicilian table look like this morning?
The Mediterranean diet was a proof, not a custom, a proof. The olive, the grain, the legume, the fish caught at dawn and eaten at noon, each term stood in necessary relation to the body and the land that produced it. You change one term, you replace the fish with a paste of flour and salt shipped from a factory you will never see, and the proof collapses. The name remains. The theorem does not. My father, Dion, taught me to read the astrolabe by fixing the rule against the reti, turning until the star's altitude matched the scale. The instrument does not care what you call the star. It cares only whether the angle is true. Italian children now eat what arrives in bright wrappings, potato sliced thin and fried in oil that has never seen an olive tree. Pasta extruded through steel dies and dusted with powder that mimics cheese. The wrapper says Mediterranean. The angle is false. We watch the Serapium burn. We know what it means when the institution that held the standard survives the standard's destruction. The World Health Organization counts bodies. It measures the deviation. 42% of boys overweight. 38% of girls. These are not opinions, they are measurements. The question is not why the diet failed. The question is what proof will replace it and whether the children will live long enough to learn it.
I need the article content to write the close. You've given me the source, BBC, news, and subscriber context, friend, but not the actual story. What's the article about? Give me headline 2-3 sentence summary of what it covers. Then I'll close it in 20 seconds, three sentences, no URL, read aloud, landing on a hard period.